USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is expected to issue a nationwide injunction blocking operational changes by the U.S. Postal Service after ruling yesterday that the changes have made mail delivery slower and less efficient. The decision also says the July policy changes have developed a substantial possibility for voters to be disenfranchised in November. Hurricane Sally has left the building, but residents of low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast are still dealing with rising waters from rivers and creeks because of the huge amount of rainfall. This woman lives in Bay County, Florida.
This is the worst we've ever had up here in rain and flooding. We've even through Michael, the rain's been a whole lot worse.
At least two deaths in Alabama and Georgia blamed on the storm. Around 400,000 people still without power. The remnants of Sally now off the New England coast. And this is USA Radio News.
We all have health goals, but let's face it. You are living in some fantasy world if you think you are suddenly about to start eating better. In fact, have you thought of this? How many different servings of fruit have you eaten today? How many servings of vegetables? And sorry, Dad, French fries and ketchup don't count. The experts recommend eating over 10 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. That's where Balance of Nature comes in. With three fruit and three veggie capsules, Balance of Nature gives you all your daily recommended servings and contains 31 different fruits and vegetables. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Change your life now by calling 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
The Trump administration now funneling more assistance to the nation's farmers, as at a rally last night in Wisconsin. The president said an additional $13 billion is on its way to farmers impacted by coronavirus starting next week. Previously, the president announced a $19 billion package to help farmers back in April. Also at the rally, the president said of the November election and his reelection race against Democrat Joe Biden,
Biden wins, very simple, China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Meanwhile, Biden said during a CNN town hall that Trump should step down before the election even happens because of his response to the pandemic. Biden arguing that President Trump is more concerned about the stock market and winning re-election than he is about the American people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The mayor of Portland, Oregon, taking another tool away from his city police. And USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
After reaching their 114th day of mostly violent protests in the city of Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has taken another tool away from the police to protect the local citizens.
Effective immediately, I'm directing the Portland Police Bureau to end the use of CS gas for crowd control. I commend the preliminary work that the Oregon State Legislature has done to evaluate the use of gas and what safer alternatives may exist to prevent the need for greater force.
Over the last 114 days, Antifa groups and other protesters have continued to destroy local businesses with arson, looting, and graffiti, forcing many to shut down permanently. Portland police stations have been hijacked. Federal buildings, including the ICE office and Mark Hatfield Federal Courthouse, have been set on fire on numerous occasions. And police officers have been attacked with bricks, frozen water bottles, and Molotov cocktails, all while Governor Kate Brown and Mayor Wheeler demand that federal troops not get involved, with no end in sight to the almost daily riots. I'm John Hunt.
And Burger King is now revealing what's exactly in its Whopper. The recipe is right on the wrapper. They've printed the ingredients saying they want to point out that the burger is all natural, meaning no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.